And we are back. I hope everybody enjoyed that. For the record, that was not Zeus. That was a data plan. And the title track was Over When You Die. Sorry about that. Obviously, we have a lot of high-tech equipment here, and sometimes it turns on the humans and plays what it wants. But now, we are definitely going to hear some Zeus. So strap up, strap in, open up those ear holes.
Cigarette. saying something I don't wanna know. And I can see you through my movie red.
And we're back. Don't you like it when the machines do the right thing? You're listening to Transition State. This is CITR 101.9 on the FM dial and on the internet around the world and soaring through the ether of the universe on radio waves. I'm your host as always. I'm Adam Smiley, and with me for the first time ever is Massey.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show, Adam. And we appreciate you doing this, man. It's a nice outlet to kind of get that other side of, you know, pharmacy and just get connected with people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Some people may not know, but this is the show by pharmacy students for, not just pharmacy students, for everybody.
Yeah.
Quick intro. First, I want to get the last name right. Is it Massey T? Like iced tea?
It's, the actual last name is super long. It's Alali Tafti.
Alali Tafti?
Something like that, yeah. So okay. not bad for the first one, you know. That's sufficient level of butchery, but acceptable. It's Alali Tafti, but I go with Massey A or Massey T, whatever works.
Okay. Massey Tafti?
Yeah.
Massey Alali Tafti.
Alai.
Alai.
There you go. That's perfect.
Okay. Where are you from?
So I'm from Iran, and my dad is from a small town in Tafrish, so that's where the name comes from.
Okay. That's amazing, because I want to talk about Persian music later.
Okay.
Okay. But for now, we have a record that Massey has chosen. Massey, what are we going to listen to?
So it's called Sleeping in Toronto, and I forget the name of the artist now.
Jim Bryson?
I think that was it. So I just, Adam gave me a tour of their record collection here at CITR, which is amazing. It's wonderful to kind of see all of those records in one place, and I just picked one. Pretty excited for it.
Sleeping in Toronto.
Sleeping in Toronto.
On CITR?
On CITR.
101.9.
Tell all of your friends I won't be my friends think that I don't even love you.
Yummy, and we're back. That was Jim Bryson singing about what it's like to sleep in Toronto. Thank you for that, Massey.
Just a few years ago.
Okay, so what's next? Well, some people may not know, but this is a very, very special show.
Well, you're doing the draw today, aren't you?
Today is the day of the draw, y'all. For those who might not know, last week was our special fundraising show. I had Tom Wazirski on. And we did a lot of fundraising. We raised over $200.
Nice, congrats.
Just our show. And I know that the station overall raised over $38,000.
Wow, that's impressive.
That's a lot of money when you're considering that a lot of it is $5 and $10 donations.
Over how long of a time?
1 week.
That's very impressive.
But that's enough to keep us going all year.
Okay.
So that's a lot. If you think you can run a full-ass free radio station...
For a full year.
For $40,000, yeah. Be my guest. You know? Okay. But as a follow-up, we have a special thing because obviously as part of our fundraising efforts, I was giving away extra prizes. Massey, you know some of that?
I do. I'm excited for it. But if I heard your show correctly last week, you got a special prize in store.
The special prize, yeah. But I want to start because Massey was one of the few people who did donate to the show, and I have some prizes for him, okay? I'm going to go get them.
Cheers, man. I'm excited.
Do you remember what you won?
I believe you had a couple of patches that were actually sent out in space.
Patches from space.
And for me, anything associated with space just intrigues me. After Chris Hadfield kind of grasped my interest, as I'm sure he grasped the interest of many, many people out there. So that just, you know, automatically, I was going to donate to CITR anyways, but that kind of put it on the radar even more.
And I have them right here. For the record, they're very cool, very sciencey NASA patches. One of them says drug metabolism, and it has UBC logo, the dragon logo, and Nislo. It's obviously the
Dr.
lab.
Nislo.
Dr. Nislo doing the science. So here you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama.
The other one is equally cool. It has like this shuttle rocket ship on it. It says NASA Ames Research Center. It's totally legit. It has like the planet Earth and stars and then all these science experiments going on. Oh, it's amazing, Pat. So, congratulations.
Thank you. So I officially have a little piece of something that's gone out of this world.
Science and space.
You know, two of the interests, two of life's greatest interests.
Yes, congratulations. In addition, you're also eligible for a free work of scientific genius. Now, I have a few authors here, and I'll let you choose. One is clinical. Well, for the record, these are published works, seminal works that changed the game.
Of pharmacokinetics.
Something akin. It's basically, if you're into science, you might remember the famous article by Watson and Crick in Nature magazine where they elucidated the structure of DNA. So imagine if you had that published article signed by Watson and Crick. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome. Now, this is actually done by people in our faculty, is
yes.
it not?
So I have Clinical Pharmacokinetics in the 21st Century. That's in 1998 by Mary Ensom.
Right. And for anybody who's had her as a prof, she's a very, very brilliant woman, but also very animated and very fashionable.
Yes. I also have some work about... like pharmacy education, the way we teach pharmacy.
Okay.
By Marion Pearson.
That would be cool.
We have student and faculty member perspectives on lecture capture in pharmacy education. And we also have job location decisions of pharmacy graduates in British Columbia.
I feel like that would probably be the most relevant thing to me right now. See what I'm getting myself into.
Okay. Let me see. The one last one I have is from Dr. Reed. Now, Dr. Reed's more of a medicinal chemist than a clinical pharmacist.
Yeah, I hear his research is brilliant, but I don't know too much about it myself. Emma Kim would give you a great breakdown for that.
Indeed, Emma Kim. Okay, do you want to know the papers I have?
Sure.
Calcium-induced folding of a fragment of calmodulin composed of EF hands 2 and 3. Again, these are autographed. And I also have naturally occurring variants of human aldo-keto reductases with reduced in vitro metabolism of daunorubicin and doxorubicin.
So for all the science geeks out there, you got original research here, kind of signed off by the author. This is as good as it gets.
Seminal works. So which would you like to choose, Massey?
I'm going to go with naturally occurring variants of human aldo-keto reductase with reduced in vitro metabolism of daunorubicin. I can't even pronounce that. So
you did fine.
I think that's what we're going for.
That's a little light reading for the ferry or something.
Exactly, and I might take a little trip to Victoria this weekend, so this will be nice.
There you go. Okay, there's one more thing that your amazing donation entitles you to. That is a lab tour. So we have some pretty cool labs going on in UBC Pharmaceutical Science. And two research scientists were generous enough to offer free VIP tours. They were Dr. Nislow and Dr. Klassen.
Yes.
So you can choose which lab you'd like to go for a tour.
So I'm pretty excited to actually go see what Dr. Klassen's research is about. So I know she does a lot of work with ion channels and, you know, how it affects epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit curious to kind of get a little bit of breakdown about her.
Okay.
And her work.
Okay, well, I'll give you your certificate. This entitles you to one free VIP lab tour from Dr. Klassen.
Very nice. Thank you. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that they're kind of putting these offers out there. It's kind of a unique opportunity.
Good. Pop quiz. What's your favorite anti-epileptic drug?
Ooh. Dilantin, probably, just because it's one of the hardest ones to kind of monitor. And it's just fascinating to kind of, you know, do the blood work, follow up with the patient. And, you know, it's an old school drug. It works well. You just got to keep a close eye on it.
Dilantin is the generic name?
No, Dilantin is the name brand. Phenytoin is the generic.
Phenytoin. Oh, are you sure? That reminds me of the Mary Ansom. Are you sure you don't want the clinical pharmacokinetics?
It's tempting, but I spent a semester with her, so I have a full
Phenytoin.
Breakdown.
Phenytoin. Okay. Good choice. We have some other stuff to mention about the fundraising from last week.
Yes.
Including we're going to do the draw for getting your DNA sequenced.
So you're going to give me the names, and we're going to kind of drop them in a hat and see who the lucky winner is.
Yes, but first let's hear some music. This is Sophia Danai with her amazing track, Money.
I'm talking about money. I'm talking about money.
If I have money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown and buy some fancy shoes. But just like that, I still got cash, waiting for my golden egg to crack. And the day my dreams are done is the day I die young. The day I'm done, the day I'm done. Shame, there goes another one.
I'm talking about
Let us observe the effect.
Under the stars and under the sunlight.
This is my fate. Doomsday had a big toll, but you knew it was fool's gold. The dark days are behind us, but the pain stakes are a reminder.
I need.
And we're back. That was Sound of Lions with Skyline. Massey, what'd you think of that track?
It was very mellow, you know.
Mellow?
For the early morning.
Too mellow or a good mellow?
I think it was a little bit too mellow for this early in the morning. More of an evening vibe.
I agree. It's not like that's a great track for late night. Okay. Let's get on with the business. Now, for those who are just tuning in, this is Transition State. We're doing the follow-up to the Fun Drive episode, which involves drawing for the grand prize.
Now, for the people that weren't listening last week, you got to tell them what the grand prize is, because I'm pretty excited for it.
The grand prize was everybody who donated at all to my show, Transition State, gets their name entered into a draw to have their very own personal genome sequenced by the Dr. Nislo Lab at UBC Pharmacy.
And you said that like you wanted this to be a democratic process so everybody gets a chance, which I thought that was really neat of him to kind of throw that out there.
I agree. I think we could have raised more money if we had made it like a monetary-based donation, because some people really want that.
Yeah.
But no, I had people who donated over $100 to the show, and I had the lowest donation was $5, and it's equally...
But it's, you know, whatever people can kind of reach out and kind of help out in whatever shape or form goes a long way, and this way everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, and I'd also like to give some on-air shout-outs to everybody who donated. So what we're going to do now is I have a hat from the Lost and Found here. It's very nice. It's a black lids hat. I recommend you come pick it up if you've lost it. And Massey, as I go through all the donors, you're going to write the names down on paper.
I'll jot them down and we'll have you do a draw.
Put them in the hat and do the draw. Okay, so first I'd like to thank our very own station manager, Robin Alam.
Robin Alam.
A-L-A-M.
All right.
Robin was the person who gave me my technical training on these very boards we're using right now. I remember my very first day of training, I played some Beats Antique, and he was impressed.
I think a lot of people don't realize how much actually, like, you know, technical work goes into running a radio show. I didn't realize until I walked in. This place is like a little flight panel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I worked with Robin a lot. He helped me develop my show into something that's maybe not listenable, but at least not, you know, hurting people's feelings just going on the air.
I think you're getting a following within the faculty, especially, you know, I think that people are starting to tune in more and more. I encourage people to kind of tune in and come on the show. It's great to be here.
Okay. So you got that name in the hat?
Robin Allen, yes.
Who is our next donor? Oh yeah, I'd like to thank Jeff Stark, second year student on the famous Pharmacy Flyers hockey team.
Now, is he from the House of Stark or?
Yes, obviously.
Totally, okay.
Jeff was smart enough to bid on some of those NASA patches, so he goes into the draw too. Okay. Who else bid on the patches? Aaron Zanotto. You can just put AZ.
Okay.
It's A, Aaron with an A. Aaron was generous enough to donate for the patches, for one patch. But, I mean, I think Aaron does have a generous heart, but mostly he saw the value of those patches. Like, who doesn't want one of those cool space patches?
They're just cool, and I don't think the picture does them justice. They're quite big and, you know, good quality.
Okay, you got Aaron in there?
Yeah.
The next donor I'd like to thank is you yourself, Massey.
Thank you.
Massey was one of the major donors, donating $50. Like, that's a lot. So put your own name down.
So Massey A, okay.
And finally, the last and biggest donor was Dr. Simon Albin.
Okay.
Dr. Simon Albin, for those of you who don't know, was the very first guest of Transition State on our inaugural broadcast last summer. He is one of my personal mentors and has always been supporting me in a lot of things I've done. And he was generous enough to donate $101.90. So, as Massey slowly tears these off.
There you go.
Okay, are they all folded up and randomized?
They're all folded up and randomized, and you get to pick, so.
I pick?
You pick.
Okay, dun 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 dun. This is for a free DNA sequence, and I'll mention this is not a sequence where there are strings attached, or there are only a few polymorphisms like some commercial sequences are offering. This is legit. This is the full data, no strings attached. You can do whatever you want with it.
See, I don't know where else you would get that. Like, even if you order the commercial ones, I don't know who's doing it. I don't know if it's a reputable source.
Plus the reliability, right? Exactly. This is a real science lab doing this, so.
Okay. And you know they're going to go all out because they're probably going to I don't know, do they get to use the data for their own stuff? Will it be like going to some private bank for them or no?
I think the NISL lab will keep it on file because they want the population. They need more than one person's DNA, right?
So it goes into their pool population data. Okay.
But more importantly, you will get a copy to keep to do whatever you want with.
And this is the next frontier for, you know, medicine, right? It's personalized medicine.
Indeed. Okay, so here comes the draw. Here comes the draw. It's totally random. And the winner is Aaron Zanotto.
Sounds good. Congratulations, Aaron.
Congratulations, Aaron. You're about to know a whole lot more about your own personal genome, including all your polymorphisms.
Possibly maybe more than you'd want to.
With great knowledge comes great responsibility. But I think Aaron can handle that. He's a smart guy.
He's getting the training for it, so I hope so.
Okay. Should we listen to some music?
Sounds good.
Okay. How do you turn on these CDs? CD1, CD2, CD3. This is The Crobots. And we're back. That was The Crobots with The Shakes from their seminal debut EP, Dave Has Run Away. Dave's Run Away. Aw.
Where's he run to?
How are we going to rehearse now? Dave's Run Away.
You can't do it without Dave, man.
Wah, wah, wah. Okay, so now it's a part of the show where we talk about pharmacy.
Okay. Now, I'm always curious to kind of get your take on the landscape at hand.
Okay, maybe you can ask me some questions.
I want to know what you're excited about pharmacy. You know, you're halfway done through your third year. You're about to graduate next year. What excites you about pharmacy?
I mean, there are a lot of things that excite me about pharmacy, but right now, so I'm sort of bad for skipping ahead, and I'm not letting myself do that. I have to get through this semester right now, and so all I'm thinking about is clinical psychopharmacology. We're doing antidepressants, anti-anxiety, bipolar, sleep disorders. It's brutal.
It's honestly a world in its own.
So do you want to know about that, or you want to ask me something else?
That was it. I just kind of want to know, you know, what piques your interest, but that makes sense, you know, take it a day at a time. It's actually a smart strategy going through third year.
I mean, yeah, in general, what piques my interest is not psychopharmacology. That has nothing to do with why I got into pharmacy.
Why did you get into pharmacy?
I got into pharmacy for a lot of reasons, in a lot of different ways came at it. One was that, as far as career was concerned, I really liked the idea of just owning your own business, but not some super mega business, just like opening up a shop, like a restaurant or my friend runs a ski shop, you know, and It's cool. You don't make a ton of money, but there's a lot of cool things about that job. And pharmacy, luckily, there is a profession where you can go a lot of ways, but one thing you can do is just open up your own little pharmacy and run it your way.
I think Ford did a great job of capturing that. One of the things he said is, you know, a business that makes only money is a poor business. And I think pharmacy kind of gives you that opportunity to be a business owner, but still give back to the community at hand. So, yeah, I think that's a really cool way of looking at it.
What got you into pharmacy?
My parents were both into healthcare, so my dad was a just general GP doctor, and my mom was a social worker. So they kind of worked at the different spectrums of healthcare, and you know, I was always very proud of them, seeing the impact they had on people. And pharmacy for me was the middle ground. It had some medicine and had some social aspect. You know, it gave you the opportunity to kind of interact with patients. So I think that was the attraction initially.
Okay. And what's your favorite antipsychotic drug?
Ooh. Quetiapine.
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 Okay, I agree. At least the second generation. I'm definitely down with second generation.
But probably because it's misused for sleeping pills a lot of the time, so you see it a lot, and unfortunately, you see it a lot of time where it's not supposed to be used. So it kind of, I don't know, it's on the radar a little bit more.
You're saying it is used a lot for sleep, but it shouldn't be?
It shouldn't be.
What's your favorite drug for sleep?
Sleep hygiene would be my go-to thing, but Zopiclone is probably the safest.
Zopper. You want to know my favorite? Trazodone.
Why Trazodone?
It helps for pain too, and it's just one thing that I like about it is it doesn't have addictive properties. A lot of these drugs, watch out.
Fair enough.
Okay, I'm not trying to be an expert. I'm still learning about this. I want to remind everybody that this show is not a forum for medical advice.
Yes, please.
This is just pharmacy students. We're still in training, and this is just a relaxed conversation. So
I think it's a pretty good source of info, but it should be a talking point. It should be maybe, you know, something that you kind of go to your healthcare provider and just be like, I was listening to a radio show with pharmacy students, and they kind of brought up sleep hygiene or, you know, different medication you could use for sleep, and kind of get the breakdown from your practitioner for you.
Yeah, we're just trying to promote awareness, not answer anybody's questions.
No.
Okay, but what excites you about pharmacy recently? What have you been thinking about?
Ooh, there's a lot happening in pharmacy right now. There's a lot of changes, but anytime you get changes, you know.
Why? What's going on?
Do you know about the blueprint for pharmacy that's happening?
That's not new.
That's not new, but they're trying to push the clinical services. So you have INR management for warfarin dosing.
Oh, yeah.
You have blood glucose management, trying to decrease how many times type 2 diabetes measure the blood glucose, because right now it's happening more than it needs to be. They're trying to get pharmacists to kind of do asthma clinics and smoking cessation programs. They have a couple of other things in the pipeline as well. I think there is... they're trying to set up call centers to improve adherence. They're trying to do a trial program. So it's the first time you're taking a prescription and you don't know how you react to it, you'd get a smaller quantity. So you test it out, see if it works for you before you get the full quality. So there's stuff that are coming down the pipeline, which is exciting. But what excites me most is the students, honestly. It's just my classmates. I think that we're very fortunate to be surrounded by just a collective of amazingly talented students. People like yourself kind of, you know, setting up the radio show. PSSJ that came out of the faculty, right? That was...
the Pharmacy Students Scientific Journal?
Exactly. And that's a, you know, student-operated, edited by students. Katie was what chief editor originally, and then Alyssa.
Then Alyssa. Yeah, Alyssa was on a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the clinical proposals. But okay, let me ask you that about the clinical proposals. Do you think that effective change in pharmacy will come from the top down? Do you think like policymakers have the responsibility? Do you think changing those policies will change pharmacy?
Yes and no. I used to be very critical of, you know, the legislation and the corporate culture. And as I've kind of dwelled into that realm a little bit more, it's still very important. But I'm also believe that it should be two-sided. I think right now a lot of change is happening from the students going forward, that they need to be the powerhouse for change. And they need to utilize the power that they have as pharmacists in how they choose to practice. There is that corporate culture, but really as much as we need their pharmacy to work in, they need a pharmacist to keep the doors open. And we need a united front to be able to utilize that power. So I'm really excited about the student body, but my hope is that we get a top-down approach in, you know, building that systemic change into the pharmacy culture, into the pharmacy profession.
Okay, I'm all about change from the bottom up. But then let me ask you, if you're so excited about the student body, have you considered going to the BCPHA conference in May as a student delegate?
Normally I would go, but this year I am planning to go back home, so I won't be here in May, unfortunately.
Okay. So. Okay, then let me just ask you right now, what are some new ways to make money in pharmacy?
I think you got to find your own niche, kind of. You know, right now, if you're going purely for the money, there is natural health products, is the new fad. Everybody's kind of going that. I personally like compounding. I know you're a big compounding fan.
I invented loving compounding. Don't even try
You made it popular. But I think you're onto something. It lets you kind of, you know, come up with specialized products for patients, maybe things that they wouldn't have access to otherwise.
Personalized medicine.
Personalized medicine, you know, the profit margins on it are pretty good. But I think that really there's a lot of things that you specialize in, right? There's diabetes specialized education. There is psychiatric medicine you can go into. And if you carve out your own niche and you become the best at it, then I think you will always have a market dedicated for yourself.
Okay, well said. Okay, we're going to hear some more music now. This is Cat and Tony with Warrior of Love.
Come Spartacus Youth Club Class Series presents
Marxism versus Feminism. What way forward for women's liberation?
March 18th, Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., room 315 in UBC's Irving Barber Learning Center.
This March 18th at UBC, what way forward for women's liberation?
Suggested readings available online.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Yes, bravo. Yes, indeed. This is going to make your world a lot different than the one I grew up in.
You know where
CITR
is?
Sure, it's over there.
And over there is where that sound is coming from. Right, Mr. Marconi?
Through the air, across the ocean, the first time ever.
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed those PSAs and the technical difficulties we're having. Trying to play some awesome Persian music for you, but it's just not loving me. Massey, what's going on?
You're the pilot, so you gotta take the lead, but you got a lot of gadgets.
Okay, tell me what we're trying to listen to here.
So this is Murtaza Pashai, and it's called Jade Yektarafe. So he was a young artist who actually was struggling with cancer. And he was touring all the way through his treatment, and he kind of just blew up and took the heart of the nation. And when he passed away, there was a lot of people that kind of just, you know, went out on the streets and kind of supported him, supported his music. And there's been a lot of movement with respect to promoting cancer and doing like stem cell research or donating stem cells in the Iranian community recently.
So, okay, he's passed away now?
He's passed away now.
Oh, that's too bad. And is he like a pop artist in Iran?
He is a pop artist, or he was a pop artist. A very, very talented guy.
Okay, let's see if the technical difficulties are working.
که تو بس پیشم بری، واسه من دیگه عاشق جاده یک طرف هست، میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه. از پروازه تو قفس شدم، بی نفس شدم، دیگه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم. راستشو بگو این یه بازیه، نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه، این یه بازیه. عشقو غصه هامو کم کن، با نگاه بیقرارت باز دوباره عاشقم کن. عشقو غصه هامو کم کن، قلب من بهونه داره، حرف عاشقونه داره، راه دیگه ای نداره غیر از این که باز دوباره سر روشونه هات بذاره. میدونی حالم این روزا بدتر از همه است، آخه هر کی رسید دل ساده ی من رو شکست. قول بده که تو از پیشم بری، واسه من دیگه عاشقی جاده یک طرف است، میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه. از پروازه تو قفس شدم، بی نفس شدم، دیگه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم. راستشو بگو این یه بازیه، نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه، این یه بازیه. میدونی حالم این روزا بدتر از همه است، آخه هر کی رسید دل ساده ی من رو شکست. قول بده که تو از پیشم نری، واسه من دیگه عاشقی جاده یک طرف هست، میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه. پروازه تو قفس شدم، بی نفس شدم، دیگه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم. راستشو بگو این یه بازیه، نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه، این یه بازیه.
And we are back. Hey, Massey, that was awesome.
So it's a little bit, you know, on the downside, but the reason I kind of pitched that to you was because one MASH was actually on campus a little while ago, and they were doing bone marrow runs, mm-hmm. Basically trying to swap people, kind of get them signed up for a registry. And I've known a fair share of people that have kind of struggled with cancer. I'm sure that we all have. So I encourage people to kind of just go out there, sign up for a registry if you already haven't, next time they're on campus.
Okay. Okay, and on the topic of Persian music, which I know nothing about, but which, hey, I like that. I want to give a shout out to a concert that's going on next Thursday, March 19th, 2015, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Stai Wet Tan Hall in the First Nations House of Learning. They're going to have some crazy music. I don't really know exactly what's going on, but I know for sure some pharmacy students are going to be giving a Persian music demonstration. I saw they have the old school instruments. It looks very cool. Their name of their band on the bill is Termeh, okay. T-E-R-M-E-H. Do you know what that means?
I don't actually.
Okay, that's okay. But I think they're going to change their name to Hazar.
Okay.
Does that name mean anything to you?
Just like...
Hazar. Yeah. It just sounds like fantastic.
It sounds like, you know, hurrah kind of to me. But yeah, okay. I don't know if it means something in particular.
Well, if you have any cool bones in your entire body, I highly suggest you go to that free... It's a free show next Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Are you going to be there?
Expand your mind. Of course I'll be there.
Sounds good. I'll see you there.
I invented being there. Okay, well, thanks a lot for being with us this week, Massey.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, I don't think there's ever been another guest like you. Stay tuned. Coming up next is the legendary Dunkin's Donuts, which is always a listening treat. We're going to leave you with some more Persian music. This is more Morteza Pashai. Sorry about the technical difficulties, everybody. Obviously, we'll be back again this time next week with no mistakes and perfect execution. Until Ooh. Then, stay pharmaceutically sound and rock and roll.
شد با سر کلاس قلبم درس عاشقی شروع شد دل دوباره زیر و رو شد با تموم سادگی تو حرف تو داری میگی تو میگی عاشقت میمونم میگم عشق آخری تو حرف تو داری میگی تو میدونی حالم این روزا بدتر از همه است آخه هر کی رسید دل ساده من رو شکست قول بده که تو بس پیشم بری واسه من دیگه عاشقی جاده یک طرف است میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم راستشو بگو این یه بازیه نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه این یه بازیه عشق و غصه هامو کم کن با نگاه بیقرارت باز دوباره عاشقم کن عشق و غصه هامو کم کن قلب من بهونه داره حرف عاشقونه داره راه دیگه ای نداره غیر از این که باز دوباره سر رو شونه هات بذاره میدونی حالم این روزا بدتر از همه است آخه هر کی رسید دل ساده من رو شکست قول بده که تو بس پیشم بری واسه من دیگه عاشقی جاده یک طرف است میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه از پروازه تو قفس شدم بی نفس شدم دیگه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم راستشو بگو این یه بازیه نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه این یه بازیه میدونی حالم این روزا بدتر از همه است آخه هر کی رسید دل ساده من رو شکست قول بده که تو بس پیشم نری واسه من دیگه عاشقی جاده یک طرف هست میمیرم بری آخرین دفعه پروازه تو قفس شدم بی نفس شدم دیگه تنها شدم توی دنیا بدون خودم راستشو بگو این یه بازیه نکنه همه حرفای تو مثل حرف همه صحنه سازیه